The Digital Coach is brought to you by Distinction Communication, where we help story and storyteller drive ideas and information.
Today's session is a Distinction Communication Training Refresher, The Power of Eye Contact. Think back for a second to the last time you went through customs while you were coming or going from the United States. If you're not used to this process, it can be a little unnerving. As each person files past the customs booth, the routine is pretty much the same. The customs agent takes your passport and documentation, checks their computer, and then their eyes rise from their work and connect purposefully with yours. Then they ask what seem to be some pretty benign questions. As you might imagine, these folks are trained observers of human behavior, especially as it relates to truthfulness and the body language that often betrays an answer that lacks truth. They're not looking at your feet or your hands. They're looking directly into your eyes. Now, although these are trained professionals, the audiences you present to every day are also very intuitive observers of human behavior. When a presenter struggles to maintain any kind of sustained and meaningful eye contact with their audiences, it generally sends one of a few very unfortunate messages. Either the communicator's darting eyes are signaling a lack of honesty with their audience, or maybe a significant lack of confidence, or possibly a very uncomfortable combination of both. Now, neither of these impressions may be true at all, but they are what the audience is trying to interpret from the presenter's behavior. During the Distinction Presentation Workshop you attended, you probably remember that afternoon exercise where we practiced this specific skill. We had a select group of people in the room raise their hands, and then as the presenter delivered their topic to the group, they had to sustain eye contact with each person for a full 5 seconds to be able to get them to drop their hands. Now, often the presenter's eyes would dart away, so the clock would need to restart, and it was really frustrating for some people. However, at the end of the exercise, we often ask the presenter, "So, how did that exercise feel?" Although some will say, "You know, it felt pretty good." Most other presenters will tell the group that it was a little on the creepy side. Just like clockwork, the trainer in the room will turn to the audience and ask them the question, "So, how did it feel from your side?" And the answers are almost always the same. They felt for the first time during the entire day, the presenter actually made a real relational connection with them. Prior to this exercise, most presenters in our workshops would probably say that they make pretty good eye contact with their audiences. After watching themselves, however, in this training exercise, most would agree their original eye contact had been fleeting at best. The carpet in front of them, the ceiling tiles over their heads, and the back wall got more collective attention than their audiences ever did. When presenters master this important skill of eye contact, your audience can tell a huge difference in how well the presenter connects with them. Here are some refresher exercises to do before your next big presentation. Exercise 1, work the wall. Our sense of time in front of a group of people is pretty badly distorted. Without people present, practice what 5 seconds actually feels like. Connect your eyes with different objects in the room and count slowly to 5, then move on to the next object, and then the next one. You see, this discipline may not bring your eye contact back to a full 5 seconds during a real presentation, but it will take your 1 to 2 second darting eye contact and bring it back much closer to what it should be. Exercise 2, look, lock, move, and plant exercise. You remember this from training. During the eye contact exercise, you may have noticed an interesting phenomena when we played it back in the room. When you begin making your presentation a series of one-on-one conversations while sustaining warm, engaging eye contact, that look, lock, move, and plant exercise just came naturally. You see, as you engaged individuals, you naturally moved towards them. When you're ready to move across the room, look across, lock onto someone's eyes on the other side of the room, and then move comfortably, casually towards them. Remember this part of the skill, however. The inclination for many presenters, however, is to drop your eyes to the floor while moving. Whether you're accessing information or just simply reloading ideas into your own RAM, the impact is the same. You disengage from your audience. Remember, move eyes to eyes. Don't let your eyes drop to the floor or go to the ceiling tiles. Presenters who can do this consistently are perceived as much more confident and credible in front of an audience. Exercise 3. Guide your audience's eyes with yours. You see, your audience will take their lead from your eyes every time. If you want everyone to focus on the image on the screen, take a few steps away from the screen and intentionally cast 100% of your focus there as you describe what's going on. This sends a very clear message where their attention should be. When you're ready to re-engage with them, take a few steps in their direction towards them, make intentional eye contact, and even consider hitting that B key in PowerPoint to blank out the screen. You now get 100% of their attention back. Your audience will take their lead from your eyes every time. Let these distinction training refresher sessions help you tune up those critical presentation skills. You see, people rarely drift towards excellence in anything. It takes intentional and consistent focus to make these skills second nature, but you're totally capable of mastering these skills. When people are asked what good presenters come to mind for them, let your name be one of them. That's it today. Stay tuned for more presentation tips from Distinction Communication.
For more information on Distinction Communication, visit us at distinction-services.com. At